I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we've talked about Deshaun Watson potentially ending up in Denver. Speculation began just when you started using context clues and thinking about where the prime destination would be, and it actually intensified. Pre-legal stuff when former Texans defensive back Kareem Jackson said that Deshaun Watson would actually be open to going to the Mile High City.
Man, honestly, man, I could talk to Deshaun as much as I want. I mean, it doesn't matter what I do. I had a couple of conversations with him, just with him, you know, saying that, you know, Denver is a place that he's interested in landing. So everybody know the type of talent he possesses, you know, what type of guy he is. So it'll be nice, you know, nice to have him, you know, but we'll see what happens.
All right. So that was enough to have the internet going nuts. Now you fast forward to June 2nd, the Denver Broncos swung and missed on Matthew Stafford. They swung and missed on acquiring a rookie in the draft. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater to compete with Drew Lock, and now they're being linked to Aaron Rodgers with the turmoil going on, the other standoff, if you will, in Green Bay. And yesterday, the Denver Broncos added fuel to that fire because on June 1st, they once again made it more possible for them to acquire a disgruntled franchise quarterback. Here's Pat McAfee on Mad Dog Radio.
The amount of money being saved by some teams is pretty large. Obviously, we saw the Denver Broncos release Juwan James. The added cap space is $10 million. They currently have $30.4 million in cap space.
Whoa.
If you're the Broncos, why not get in the game?
Look, everybody likes to create cap space every season, just so they can keep moving it down the road. Not $30 million. $30 million is with intent. You know, there is a reason they're clearing that number, and it's, I think, it's one of two possibilities, to be honest.
Lay them out.
I think the number one possibility is Aaron Rodgers. They're in a position where they feel they can win and contend for a Super Bowl right now if they get Aaron Rodgers, if they're a quarterback away. If that doesn't work out, they still have that $30 million now. And depending on what happens with Deshaun Watson, there's your other option.
And I think that the likelihood of Deshaun Watson going west, I think it increases if it is not Aaron Rodgers that ends up in Denver, because I think the Las Vegas Raiders are going to be extra aggressive if yet another team lands a marquee quarterback, especially with the stadium opening and with John Gruden where he's at. So mm-hmm. I think right now there have been like those moments that you point to when you talk about the Deshaun Watson situation and you say, keep an eye on that. And because that could be a pivotal moment for a trade. It started out with the draft.
Yeah.
Before the legal stuff, it was the draft. Look at the draft. Texans could trade Deshaun by the draft, and that would be the ideal thing. Then obviously Tony Busby goes on Facebook and that completely changes. Then we're talking about a settlement. Is a settlement coming? Because when that happens, then it could increase the likelihood of a Deshaun Watson trade. Then we're talking about June 1st. June 1st is here. So it's been a fluid process. Obviously, there have been a lot of curves. There have been a lot of detours in the road. But I do think that what happens in Denver, what does or doesn't happen, mm-hmm. I think that's the next event, the next potential event where if you're looking at this Deshaun Watson situation where you should probably focus on.
Here's where I would slightly disagree with you. Denver clearly is going to be the one for Aaron, you know, attacking, so to speak, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson. But I slightly disagree because I think, you know, we're not the only ones that see this happening. You know, they're seeing this happening in Denver, in Philadelphia. They're seeing it happen in Miami. The Texans benefit from this big time, just because somebody else is gonna say, you know what, they're looking out for, they're trying to acquire Aaron Rodgers and maybe Deshaun Watson. We need to get in the game. So I don't think it's like the Broncos control all the cards here. I think they're actually enhancing the market.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. I'm just focusing on what's going on in Denver.
Well, sure.
I'm with you on that. Whatever does happen, it'll be interesting. I know some people are still throwing out the possibility of a Deshaun Watson trade happening this week. And I think it's a very slippery slope because when we talk about this with John McClain, I don't follow his line of thinking with this Deshaun Watson situation. That's no disrespect. I mean, he has his opinion. He's been doing this way longer than I. He talks to way more people than I. But when you say when a Deshaun Watson trade will happen, I just don't think there's any precedent to say when it does or doesn't happen. And I think if we learned anything through the last 6 months, the first 6 months of 2021, it's that you can't really predict this, especially with how wild this situation is with Deshaun Watson. So we don't know, like, is a settlement what teams are waiting for? And if that's not the case, do they just wait for the trial? When does the NFL act? Like, there's really no way to really say when it will or will not happen or when it does or doesn't make the most sense.
I think teams are just waiting for more information. They're trying to acquire as much information on this, whether it's from sources inside Deshaun's camp, because agents talk to every team. They don't have to talk to just the Texans, you know. You know, how is this playing out? Tell us, you know, because we are interested in Deshaun Watson. We're going to try to approach the Texans. I think most teams are just trying to accumulate as much information as they can. And when it comes together, I think it's going to come together real fast. You know, like if a team gets that information and feels pretty good about everything from settlement to going or not going to court to an NFL suspension to maybe being on the NFL exempt list, when they finally, you know, acquire all that, put it all together, and they feel pretty good about, you know, this is going to be all right for our organization, or we can, you know, sustain it, I think they're going to move on to Deshaun.
And I think Deshaun's really going to have to evaluate this when it comes to making the decision on the settlement, because that could be something that could make it more difficult for teams to be willing to trade him, no matter what does or doesn't happen in a trial. Because if Deshaun's going to take this to trial, he has to make very, very, very sure, and he has to be 100% positive that he doesn't have any extra skeletons in his closet,
right,
or
right,
that the details,
that's what they're trying to
don't
find out
look
too,
worse. Because I was actually watching last night. I was actually binge watching after I watched all the sports, the great sports night. This is random as hell, but it goes back to what I was talking about with the Hulk Hogan situation. I can't believe I'm lumping in Hulk Hogan. I'm about to lump in Bill Clinton to Deshaun Watson, but that's just really where it is. And I think it's similar situations, obviously different stuff, but similar situations, in that Hulk Hogan had one of the most expensive divorce settlements of all time. He actually gave his wife some of his business assets moving forward. And if it had gone to court, Hulk Hogan would have given away less. But Hulk Hogan decided that he was going to pay more in order for litigation to not go public.
Just let it go away.
And that's not to say he did anything illegal. He just didn't want some of his specifics out, some of his habits behind closed doors, if you will. So that's the decision he made. I'm watching this Clinton affair on A&E, and it's pretty interesting, to say the least. And this isn't a political statement, but I bring this up because in the 90s, Bill Clinton was linked to an affair with Paula Jones.
Mm-hmm.
In Arkansas, and Clinton advisors are being interviewed on this, and this was the cliffhanger before the episode I'm on. One of his advisors goes, I talked to the president, and I told him, look, you want to settle this.
Yeah.
And he said that Bill Clinton told him, no, I don't. I didn't do anything wrong. I want to defend my honor. I need to settle this. Why should I do that? And the guy basically said, because you do not want your litigation to go public.
Right.
And the cliffhanger was, the guy ended up saying, had Bill Clinton settled this with Paula Jones, I think $700,000 was the asking price or something. He said we would have never known about Monica Lewinsky
because she was the one that Paula Jones was the one that kind of spilled the beans.
I don't know how it happened. I haven't seen the episode yet, but that was the tease. Was had he settled this, then they would have never known about Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. So if Deshaun Watson is going, I say all that just to say, like, you know, people say, why settle? Why settle? If Deshaun Watson has something that he doesn't want out there, whether it's illegal or not, that's what he needs to keep in mind whenever it comes to potentially settling.
I totally agree. Yeah.
When the hell did we see Deshaun Watson being lumped in with Hulk Hogan and Bill Clinton?
Well, it's he's in the same neighborhood. If not, at least allegedly he is. I actually agree with everything you said. I thought that was a couple of good examples there, because we know he had some bad decisions he made. The extent of those are going to be public if he allows it. So what does he know about all the dirty little details and secrets?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that needs to be kept in mind. And I also, you got to wonder what the NFL is going to do with their timeline. Because I just don't know how the NFL steps in if Deshaun Watson does decide that he wants to do the legal case. And the timeline of that, if you're just tuning in, would be February, I think, is when he get cross-examined. And then I think in May of 2022, he would know his court date, which would be after the draft. I don't see, first of all, if I'm the Texans, I'm not in any hurry to do Deshaun Watson favors. I keep hearing John McClain and other people. I'm not picking on John because he's not the only one saying it, but saying, well, what if Deshaun Watson shows up and he tries to force the Texans? The Texans don't owe Deshaun Watson anything at this point. Deshaun Watson wants out of here, and Deshaun Watson's got his own situation. So as far as this leverage goes, and I'm hearing about, you know, no trade clauses. The no trade clause less significant now, because if a team trades for you, first of all, they're believing in you when you're at your lowest. So I feel like you would have some sort of loyalty to them. But the no trade clause, the leverage, all that type of stuff, Deshaun Watson has no leverage with the Texans. They'll pay him the $10.5 million or whatever, have him stay away, and they'll take their time and let this play out and figure out what they can get for Deshaun Watson. So this the power plays of Deshaun Watson existed before this trial and before the draft came and went. But this whole, like, Deshaun Watson power plays, he has no power plays right now.
He doesn't have a power play, but he can make it life hard on the Texans by taking it to court, extending it into, like you said, February, I think, is when he starts to get deposed, which can take a while, especially if they're going to depose him on all 22 cases, and then not even find out your court date until May of 2022, and who knows how long that's going to go. So if it goes into next season's draft, then that is not a power play, but it does affect the Texans.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in. I think Denver is one thing to look at. A potential settlement is another thing to look at. And the NFL is something to look at, but I just don't – there's no timeline. Like, the settlement, we at least know – when the wheels would start turning on a legal thing, so we can look at that. Mm-hmm. As far as the NFL making a decision, the NFL suspension, there's nothing to really look at. There's no, like, timeline. There's no timestamp to look at.
It could happen anytime.
We have no idea.
Could happen today.
They could wait till
next
year.
Could happen in a year.
It could happen now.
Yeah.
They could put him on the exempt list. There's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah.
But we don't have anything to really look at. We don't have anything to really go off of. It's just an
there
unknown
There is no calendar
uncertainty.
Like in the court case. Like, we're going to decide this then and then this then. No, the NFL can do it at any point.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The Deshaun Watson move would obviously shake the NFL, but there's another one with a non-quarterback that could be historic if a team in the AFC South pulls the trigger. We'll let you know what that one is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, June 1st now. Deshaun Watson, I think all eyes are in on Denver. But that's a quarterback. It goes without saying, when you acquire a franchise quarterback, it obviously can change things significantly, John. I know that's some big breaking news for you here on Sports Radio 610. Could another move be made in the division that could be lumped up there with a couple of the best players in NFL history? We'll get into that in a sec. But before we do, let's go to the phone line, 713-572-4610. Trent, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually think the Texans need to trade Deshaun Watson sooner rather than later, because if a team is interested for him now, we could get something for him. But if this thing goes to court and something comes out about Deshaun that, you know, really tanks his value, or, you know, found guilty or whatever, that could put the Texans in a spot that we couldn't get anything for him. Because right now I think teams are interested in him to where we could at least get something. But if we wait too long, we might get screwed over. So I'll hang up and listen.
I get your point, and I don't think it's a bad one.
I think it is.
But what I'm saying is, if these teams actually come in with offers, I think sooner rather than later is better. The reason is they're all going to ultimately settle on a quarterback. They're going to have quarterbacks. Every team's going to have a starting quarterback when the season starts, when they get into training camp. And if they get the information that they feel comfortable with dealing with, then I think there's a better market for Deshaun Watson now than after what we just talked about, all these details come out if it goes to court.
See, I'm not – if you have to take the loss and Deshaun Watson just never plays again, then I don't think anyone's going to fault you. If you trade – like, there's a lot of ifs and assumptions there. If you trade Deshaun Watson now because you just want to, quote, get something for him and you want to avoid what could happen – and then all of a sudden, let's say that Deshaun Watson's eligible to play and it's just a moderate suspension. That, to me, is more foolish than holding on to him and there being something that happens to where he can never play again. I'm not sitting here trying to sell very low on Deshaun Watson because of what could happen. Because in that same breath, there's also a possibility that, and I think it's a better possibility right now based on the information. Now, criminal charges, whatever, can change that. But I think there's a better possibility that this shapes up and you're back in the market for getting elite assets in return for Deshaun Watson.
Well, remember when Deshaun Watson asked for the trade and there were all these possibilities being, you know, bandied about, and I said the Deshaun Watson market from this point forward, now who knew that these allegations were going to come up? I mean, that kind of expedited everything. But I said it can only go down. I think we can advance that to today. If it goes to court, I'm not saying settle for anything, you know, peanuts, as Dusty Baker would say. What I'm saying is if you get teams, plural, not just one team, interested in him now, that they have enough information that they want to make a deal now, I say make it, because I think the Deshaun Watson market can only go even further down from here if it goes to court.
It could go up.
I don't think so. If it goes to court and you start having all those Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, Hulk Hogan type details coming out, I don't think it'll go up.
It could. I mean, we don't know. And the other
thing, don't know.
We don't know. I think it could go up. I just don't. I think the Texans are in a position. They actually have something favorable in their corner that I think it's almost an ass backwards way of thinking, but I think it's there in that they stink. Like, there is no hurry for the Houston Texans to get something for Deshaun Watson. First of all, you're not likely not going to have anything to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that there's really a hurry right now to get rid of him. I don't know that the
clock
is really
ticking. Again,
you don't settle.
I'm not going to say, oh, well, the Dolphins just offered a second-round pick. Okay, done. No, you don't do that. I think if you get more than one team, you start working that market as much as you can. I'm telling you, man, it's going to get those details that come out, even if they're not altogether accurate, they're going to be thrown around in court, and people are going to be talking about them, and people are going to believe all kinds of stuff, and teams are going to be scared away.
The whole Hulk Hogan, Bill Clinton analogy thrown out by J-Lo was actually something that I threw out, in that Hulk Hogan settled his divorce for more than he would have had to give up in court because he didn't want his business out there.
Right.
That's not to say that it was anything illegal, but there were some specifics into his sex life that he thought would tarnish his brand and would make his ability to become even more legendary. Tell me if you've heard that before. Unlikely. So that's why he ended up settling with his the ex-wife Linda for an arm and a leg. In the Bill Clinton situation, he could have settled for, I think, like $700,000, half a million with Paula Jones, and we would have never found out about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. So that's why you settle a lot of times, because you don't want
right.
details getting out there, whether they're illegal or not, whether it's consensual or not. And the Bill Clinton, if he would have settled instead of saying, well, I'm going to go defend my honor, then you would have never figured out about one of the biggest sex scandals in the history of the world, really. Much like this Deshaun Watson thing is kind of one of the biggest sex scandals in the history of
sports. Don't think for a second that Tony Busby won't do the exact same thing. Hey, you know, he's in court.
He's not asking you questions.
No, he's
asking questions to embarrass you.
But he'll be establishing this pattern of behavior or whatever he wants to call it. Hey, Deshaun, have you ever slept with adult film stars? You know, and get into the details of that. And, oh, by the way, it seems like he has, you know, according to his Instagram anyway.
Mia.
And so all those details will paint a picture of Deshaun Watson that no team wants to be a part of. I'm telling you, I agree with the caller that not peanuts, you know, but if you can get something now that's relevant and good, you take it.
Now, as far as trial goes, like it's kind of like a double-edged sword. And Attorney Sam or Mike Meltzer can correct me on this. But like it's almost worse as far as your own personal brand and information that could embarrass you with a civil trial than a criminal trial.
Yeah.
Because the consequences are much more costly when it comes to your freedom in a criminal trial.
Reputation.
Like you can get locked up and all that, but you can defend yourself without having to speak. Mm-hmm. So you saw O.J. Simpson, like in his criminal trial, he didn't speak and he got off.
Mm-hmm.
But in a civil trial, you got to speak. If you go look at O.J. Simpson getting cross-examined in that civil trial, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's much different. And I anticipate, I don't know Tony Busby. I anticipate
you
Tony Busby.
I don't know what he's going to be like.
I anticipate some of the questions that Tony Busby asks are not going to look too good for Deshaun Watson.
What are some of the things that you have done with these adult film stars? And is that something that you wanted to away from when you were getting massage? I mean, who knows what he's going to ask?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Another move that I think could be very historic in the NFL is the Julio Jones trade. The non-quarterback moves that I think over the course of history, there have been some that have shifted the landscape of the NFL. I go back to 94, Deion Sanders to the San Francisco 49ers, gave them an edge. They won a Super Bowl. He then goes to the Dallas Cowboys after Kevin Smith is injured on Monday Night Football. That shifts it back to the Dallas Cowboys. Reggie White, 1993, Green Bay, another non-quarterback move that kind of put a team over the top. What about Julio Jones, who could be traded very, very soon? Julio Jones to the Indianapolis Colts. Here's former Colt Pat McAfee, now host of Mad Dog Radio, talking about the impact that move could have.
Yo, I think he joins the Colts. The team is immediately AFC championship. Immediately. Just what it does for T.Y. I mean, you got Jonathan Taylor, Nyheim Hines. The whole offense just opens up. When you get a guy like Julio, it just opens everything up with that offensive line. And if Carson remembers how to play football, which it seems like he is.
Yeah.
Hey, it seems like there's a couple times he couldn't remember how to and hit a jumper. He leaned back, fade back, lost to Mo Alie-Cox in knockout. But if he remembers how to play quarterback, that defense, everything, it's like that team can go. And for some reason, we're not doing it. It's like, what is it? Make it happen.
I agree with that. I think Julio Jones with the Indianapolis Colts puts them virtually over the top. Kansas City's going to be at the top. But let's put some names with this. You know, a good Carson Wentz with Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, the running game they have, the tight ends they have, the defense they have. With Julio Jones, would you take the Colts or the Browns head-to-head?
Close.
It's close. Colts or the Bills?
Close.
Really close. Colts or Baltimore?
Close.
I'm telling you, Colts or Titans. Those are probably the five teams. Those are probably the five teams that are above them right now.
The Titans are being lumped in too.
Right. In the AFC, like power rankings. I wouldn't necessarily take them against the Chiefs, but I mean, who knows?
It all goes to Wentz, I mean, I think. But
yeah, I'm saying
he makes Wentz better.
If Wentz is good, just good, and they get Julio Jones, I think they're right there with the Chiefs right behind them.
I mean, you're talking about the best defense in the NFL. You're talking about one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. And you're talking about a receiving core that's expected to be more healthy. It sounds pretty good to me.
It does.
Some
it
reason
does.
They're not at the top of the list. Tennessee right now has more momentum than them, but could it be a historic move? Only time will tell. Coming up in the hits, the latest on the NFL post June 1st, the Astros 1/3 through the season, and the one thing they cannot do, and a former Houston athlete has New York pissed off. Hits are lit next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by BaywayLincoln.com. You're in the loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We're into June, which means that cap space is being cleared around the NFL. Trades are more likely. Pat McAfee on Mad Dog Radio talking about all of this salary cap space that's being cleared around the league.
The amount of money being saved by some teams is pretty large. Obviously, we saw the Denver Broncos release Juwan James. The added cap space is $10 million. They currently have $30.4 million in cap space.
Whoa.
If you're the Broncos, why not get in the game?
Get in the game, that being Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson. Philadelphia, by the way, as well as Buffalo, cleared up cap space. Philadelphia could be in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes as well. Buffalo, there's talks that restructuring Stephon Diggs' deal could be about making Josh Allen one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. They're about to have to pay the piper when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think that's what that one is. Philadelphia could be Deshaun. I mean, they've been you know, in the mix for that reportedly for a while now. And really Denver, as we've mentioned, could be Aaron Rodgers at the top of the list, but everybody has a plan B, man.
Here's Ian Rappaport talking about the other angle that comes with being in June. We know about salary cap stuff, but what about actual trades?
There is nothing imminent right now. I mean, yes, any team could call and offer them what they want, offer them a first-round pick, then they'd really be in the ballpark. Otherwise, the Falcons don't actually need the salary cap space until they sign their draft picks, which they don't need to do until right before training camp. So new general manager Terry Fontenot can be patient. He can wait and sift through offers. Otherwise, he's really just going to wait and let the market come to him. So we will see if this ends up happening.
It's going to happen. It's not an if. Julio Jones is gone. Atlanta's embracing it. Julio's embracing it. It's just a matter of where. I've seen him linked to literally almost every team not named the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Seriously. And Baltimore is a team that seems to make sense. They didn't really address their receiver needs significantly. I know they brought in Sammy Watkins, but Baltimore needs a receiver. Tennessee, they lost Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith. Could they add him? The Colts, we'll hear Pat McAfee talk about that in a sec. 49ers, you've heard the Rams. Everybody is being lumped in with Julio Jones except the Houston Texans. Jacksonville, I've seen Bill Barnwell actually proposed a deal that I think would make the most sense for the Falcons, a second-round pick in Chenault, a young receiver out there to bring Julio to Jacksonville and Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, by the way, recruited Julio Jones. He was number two on Julio's list, eventually went to Alabama and played for Nick Saban.
Wouldn't put it past Urban Meyer, that's for sure. But I name a contender. I mean, even teams that seem to be set, you know, at the wide receiver position, they can upgrade and trade. I mean, name a contender, and he's going to be a factor.
And it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen very, very soon. I think it happens before training camp, which is about a month and a half-ish away from going on. Julio Jones will be playing somewhere else. Atlanta will move on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Indianapolis is a team that it seems to make the most sense. James Palmer threw it out there. McAfee as well threw it out there, doubling down on Julio Jones and the Colts being a perfect marriage and a game changer in the AFC and the NFL as a whole.
Yo, I think he joins the Colts, the team is immediately AFC championship. Immediately. Just what it does for T.Y. I mean, you got Jonathan Taylor, Naeem Hines. The whole offense just opens up. When you get a guy like Julio, it just opens everything up with that offensive line. And if Carson remembers how to play football, which it seems like he is.
Yeah.
Hey, it seems like there's a couple times he couldn't remember how to and hit a jumper. He leaned back, fade back, lost to Mo Alie-Cox in knockout. But if he remembers how to play quarterback, that defense, everything, it's like that team can go. And for some reason, we're not doing it. It's like, what is it? Make it happen.
Now, the Colts have been trading draft picks, I don't want to say loosely. I think it's been very calculated. They've drafted well. They've traded draft picks. They traded their first rounder last year for DeForest Buckner. If Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps, they end up trading a first rounder to Philadelphia. When you have a good coach and you have a good system and you're still developing young players, you can trade draft picks. The Rams are set to have seven straight seasons without a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McVay elevates the talent level because of his coaching. Texans have only drafted, this is crazy, 10 players in the last two seasons. That is not a recipe for a quality roster. But as long as you're developing guys like the Colts did last year.
Or you're acquiring.
And you look at what they did in the draft. Jonathan Taylor last year in the second round. Top five in the league in rushing. Michael Pittman Jr. Blackman out of Utah in the third round with the best rookie safety in the NFL last year. As long as you're doing that, you can make trades. You can trade draft picks. Just don't know if the Colts are going to be willing to do that for Julio Jones.
At this point, I think they're in the finishing mode, if you will. They know they can contend. They know they have the team. You mentioned Taylor. You mentioned their defense. And they've added to the defense with some second and third round picks this year, some rush-ins. So now they're like, okay, let's cherry on top this thing. You know, I think you can pay a little more. You can go ahead and give up that pick if you get Julio Jones.
The ESPN headline as we were watching was Julio Jones is today the day. I think that's going to be a theme. I think that's going to be a move that happens very, very soon. I think there's a very strong chance that we see Julio Jones twice on the Texans schedule. AFC South very, very much linked to the talk of the NFL right now. Not just Julio Jones, but the Aaron Rodgers situation. You heard about Denver clearing cap space. Could Aaron Rodgers going to Denver increase the likelihood of a Deshaun Watson trade? I'm looking at the Las Vegas Raiders as a potential destination. All of these moves connected to the AFC South, Texans just kind of sitting on the sidelines watching, with the exception of the Watson situation.
And, well, they should. This is a team that is, it's kind of, in terms of the acquisitions, all due respect, it's kind of become like the island of misfit toys. I mean, it's players that are at the ends of their careers, coming off of injuries. Most recently, Burkhead, question marks. I know that that's a very bad connotation, but it is what it is, and I hate that saying as well. But this is kind of an island of misfit toys. You're not going to make any bold moves. All the moves you're going to make are going to be exactly like the ones you've made.
The Burkhead thing is still so weird to me.
Yeah.
The more you step away from it, the Burkhead move, really, really weird to me.
Is it seven former Patriots they have on the roster?
Yeah. Some of them I understand because there's like some upside. I like some of the – I think Marcus Cannon's going to be an asset to the offensive line. But the Rex Burkhead thing and the talk about, well, he could bring in a culture – come on, dude. Like, yeah. Let's not get in the mood where all of a sudden you think that anybody who had a cup of coffee with Tom Brady is going to come here and all of a sudden change you
championship
into some championship
coach.
Or, it's stupid. I mean, look at the Chicago Bulls. Like,
he's not even going to be here in 2 years.
I mean, like, Tony Kukoc, did he go to the Milwaukee Bucks and all of a sudden? I mean, Scottie Pippen went to the Blazers and the Rockets. Did he bring, like, some sort of championship culture with him? Did Jud Bushler go to the Pistons and all of a sudden you said, wow? Luke Longley with the Suns, did you say, oh, my gosh, look at that?
Yeah.
Jim Clemens went and coached from Chicago to the Dallas Mavs. Nobody just sat there and said, oh, my God, he's here. Look
winning
at this
culture.
I mean, it's just that whole, like, winning culture because somebody – had a cup of coffee or sniffed Michael Jordan or Tom Brady's jockstrap. I don't get it. Like the Rex Burkhead, like culture, he's nuts. Like, I don't understand like this whole like because this guy was the fourth running back on the Patriots. He comes here after a knee surgery and at best in his career being a good reserve running back, and all of a sudden he's going to come there, and all of a sudden this team that's expected to be bad, Rex Burkhead's going to walk in there with his freaking gym bag around his shoulder, and everyone's going, oh man, there's just something in the air.
That's
right now.
Do it.
Rex Burke, you know what? There's just really something going on here.
I get that players, veteran players.
It's weird.
I'm not gonna say he's bringing the Patriots culture, but I get that veteran players.
We do not consider ourselves the Patriots South.
Yeah, you kind of are right now. That they kind of have this responsibility, and a lot of players feel the responsibility to kind of bring the young players around the right way. Bring them up. That's fine.
But it's Rex Burkhead.
I get that. No, and maybe he's going to help some young running back. But which young
Who?
Running back? Yeah, which young running back? He might not even be here when they draft a young running back because they've got seven backs right now. He'll be gone within 2 years. And, you know, who's he gonna like, mentor?
The thing that I don't understand is one of the biggest liabilities many would consider that you have in that building is only there because he basically read Bill Belichick Bible verses.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty much why he's there. So Rex Burkhead is going to come in there and change the culture? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's actually kind of goofy to me. It's actually pretty goofy in this situation to insinuate. And look, if you want to sell me that Rex Burkhead could be a good reserve running back and maybe he's going to play some special teams like he has in the past and maybe he's going to be the short yardage guy and maybe he's going to be able to pass block and all that, that's fine. But don't give me this over-romanticized Rex Burkhead walks in to NRG Stadium and all of a sudden he just demands respect. He's Rex Burkhead, yeah. Okay? It's Rex Burkhead.
No, I agree.
It's not Julian Edelman. It's not Rob Gronkowski.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
It's not Richard Seymour. It's Rex Burkhead. Even Marcus Cannon's going to come in there. And I do think Marcus Cannon can mentor Titus Howard because Titus Howard is an actual young guy that he can, that can look at Max Sharping.
Fits, right?
Yeah, Max Sharping plays and Titus right Howard tackle. Can learn from him.
Yeah, plays right tackle. Titus Howard's at guard maybe. And then he can kind of mentors him into that role.
Yeah, I'm fine with the Marcus Cannon thing I can understand. But you're telling me that Rex Burkhead, one of the nine running backs they had in New England, coming off a knee surgery in his 30s, is going to walk in there, yeah. And all of a sudden there's some sort of like culture and some sort of accountability. Seriously, that's silly. Yeah. If you think he's going to help their running backs, you think he's going to make the team, that's fine. But don't sit here and act like these young guys are going to go sit on Rex Burkhead's knee after practice and have him tell them stories about
what
being
running,
in the trenches
young running back.
With Tom Brady.
Come here, Buddy Howe.
Oh, come here.
Buddy Howe. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Derwin Jordan, come here, man. Sit on my
knee. Hilliard, come here.
Let me tell you about the time we were losing to the Kansas City Chiefs and I scored the game-winning touchdown. Let me just sprinkle some of Mama's cooking on you. Get the hell out of here with that. It's silly. Championship culture with Rex Burkhead. He's not even the Judd Bushler of the New England Patriots. Like, Judd Bushler goes to Detroit, and all of a sudden there's something going on there. Hell out of here with those ugly-ass teal uniforms back in the day. Judd Bushler bringing it. It's stupid. That's just over-romanticized Patriots South.
That was a very Larry David-like moment.
Yeah,
we missed the cue there.
It's corny. it's just silly. That whole like, oh, he had a cup of coffee there. That's we have that mindset here. That's why that bald guy's running around putting up signs. That's why Jack Easterby's going to. That's why the other day when I'm at TJ Maxx on Sunday, I get in line and I see Jack Easterby with a cart full of freaking Do the Next Right Thing signs that he's taken over to NRG to nail into the wall. Oh, give me this. He was with the New England Patriots, so he's going to bring some championship culture.
Max Life at TJ Maxx.
If he's going to help the roster, he's going to help the roster. But this, it's moving on.
Well, just one more thought on that. The biggest thing about this, I get why they're selling it, because they're not going to say, boy, we are going to be bad. Get your tickets now. But they don't even, in their heart of hearts, they don't even really want to be that good. They want to have these players try hard and lose. That's what they want. Sell some tickets and lose. Because the best thing for this organization, whether you like it or not, is to lose and to accumulate draft picks for Deshaun Watson. So the whole culture, building this culture, I mean, how much of this culture you're building with these guys is going to be around in 2 years when you have 17, you know, first and second year players.
It's not even about that, John. It's Rex Burkhead. Like, I don't really, look, if you told me that Julian Edelman wanted to come here and he wanted to teach some guys some things, I would say, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman, okay. Oh, Gronk, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Marcus Cannon. All right, Titus Howard could use some professionalism and these guys could use it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he can actually start too.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Burkhead. Are you kidding me? It's one of the goofiest things I've heard in a long time. If that's the justification for it. Rex Burkhead.
Might not even make the team.
You effing kidding me?
He might not even make the team.
That's silly.
He wouldn't be the first player that they bring in and then release all of a sudden.
It's like back in the 90s, all of a sudden, like some team wants to bring it in and they're like, Carl Herrera. Let's bring in Carl Herrera. He just had a knee surgery. Carl Herrera is here. Gonna bring in that championship culture. Sprinkle some of Mama's cooking on you. Rex Burkhead walks in there and all of a sudden demand respect. Rex Burkhead could stand in front of me at HEB and I wouldn't even know who he was. Lord. Wood, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Terrific.
Okay, hold on a second. I don't want
y'all. Well, we can't hold on a second. What do you think this is, bro? Like, we're live on it. What is that? Hold on a sec?
You need to go use the restroom?
He's on a roll.
Good God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Astros win their third straight yesterday.
Now we're talking.
5-1. Right off the top, we remember the Springer Dinger.
Mm-hmm.
The Altuve leadoff bomb is becoming the next big thing.
Altuve hits one high and deep to left field, looking up Verdugo. Gone, Jose Altuve!
What's he so mad at? Jose Altuve getting the head out and lighting things up early.
He's on fire.
435?
Ever since that Yankee thing, Altuve on fire, that struggle in New York. Luis Garcia, your guy as well, on fire. 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run, just 1 walk, 106 pitches. Stros win 5-1. Kyle Tucker with a 3-hit game for the second straight night.
All those three things right there that you just mentioned were huge. Obviously, we had the Springer Dinger. Now we got Touch'em Altuve. Is that good? Touch'em Altuve?
Who?
You like that?
No.
Touch'em Altuve.
But it... Touch'em Altuve.
I kind of like that. I don't like it as much as I like Luis Garcia in the Loop of Trust.
Sean's not a fan of that.
No, he's not. He did a run-in.
NBA, James Harden and the Nets, they advance. They will face the Bucks and P.J. Tucker starting on Saturday. Nice second-round matchup there. Greek Freak, James Harden, they've obviously been linked recently. There's been a lot of smoke there. And now James Harden and the Brooklyn Nets versus the Greek Freak.
That is that's going to be must see TV every step of the way, and by the way, you know what you're talking about with the whole time I was watching that game last night. I'm like, yeah, Landry might be right on this. They're pretty dang good.
I just don't see how you stop the Nets.
I like them a lot. Kyrie, he's a nut, but that guy has got it going on right now.
So does James Harden and Chris Paul in the Suns. They take a 3-2 lead over the Lakers, another former Rocket. If there aren't enough former Rocket storylines, by the way, Daryl Morey's Sixers looking to end Russell Westbrook's Washington Wizards today. Mm-hmm. If you don't have enough Rockets flavor, Clint Capella has New York going crazy. This is what Clint Capella had to say about the Knicks before tonight's game, when Capella's Hawks will be looking to end the Knicks season at MSG.
I don't know if they're physical. They're trying to play physical. I feel like if they were really physical, we have more problems than we have. I feel like they're trying to, but it's not working. That's why we are where we are.
Could you walk me through what you mean by like they're trying to be, but not really?
They're trying to play tough. I mean, talk. We can do that too. We can push guys around too. We can talk shit as well. So what you gonna do about it? And we can get a win with it. So what you gonna do about it? Oh. Game 4, you're coming back again. Well, it's going to happen again. We win the game, we talk shit, and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? So that's what happened. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
Okay. Man, I didn't know Capella had that in him.
Did not. And Knicks players are very
good.
Meh about it. Julius Randle from Dallas had this to say in response to former Rocket Clint Capella's words.
You heard about Clint Capella's comments. He said,
"Don't care.
They're coming to put you on vacation." And
don't care. Don't care.
Can I assume that you did hear about them, though, Julius? I know just you don't heard care,
about it. Just heard about it. I do not care. So, when I ask what we got to do, that's great. But
You know, why would I give a hell what Clint Capella has to say?
I have no idea. What about Derrick Rose, the OG, turning back the clock? Here's Derrick Rose responding to former Rocket Clint Capella.
I am. That's no disrespect to you, bro. I was just saying, like, bro, I'm 32 years old, bro. I never talked like that in my life, and I'm not going to start now once Clint Capella's, like, start talking crazy. Like, it don't get to me like that. So no disrespect to you, though, bro. Too old for that.
All due respect, but I'm too old for that crap.
There you go. A lot of stuff going on in the NBA. It's fun to sit back and watch some good old quality hoop. I like when the fat gets trimmed. The Washington, yes. Just lay down tonight, get out of the way so we can move past watching you guys play. Memphis,
same thing.
Good effort, Ja Morant. Get out of the way. Let's trim the fat.
Yeah.
A lot of former Rockets thriving in the postseason right now. Coming up, Corn or Coley? Showdown Part 2 next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.